hands to mouth. I never liked speakerphone. It wasn't just the echoing voices or the tinny rasp that made people sound like they were talking through a tin can. It was the way people held it. Flat palm, device 2 feet from their face, mouths gaping as they shouted into the void. I'd tell them, "Put the phone to your ear like a normal person," but they'd roll their eyes. Nobody listens to me. Not until now. It started with Mia in accounting. We were in the break room when her phone rang, one of those default ringtones that sounded like a robot having a seizure. She slapped the device on the table and tapped speaker. I remember the voice on the other end. It sounded wrong, not human, a hiss under the words, like static trying to form shapes. Then something moved. It wasn't a trick of the light, I saw it, a translucent thread sliding from the mesh of her phone's speaker grill. No, not thread. A worm. No, many. They pulsed with some wet, iridescent fluid squirming over her fingers as she laughed at whatever the call was saying. By the time Mia realized something was wrong, they'd slipped under her skin. The flesh on her knuckles bulged as they burrowed. She screamed, tried to shake them off, but her hand was already different. Her nails blackened. The skin around her wrist tightened, pulling taut like a drumhead. Her eyes went blank. The screaming stopped. She tilted her head as though listening to something far away, then walked out of the break room without a word. She wasn't the last. Within days, anyone who used speakerphone started showing the same symptoms. First the threads, then the burrowing, then the stillness. They didn't lurch or moan like movie zombies. They just walked, purposeful, quiet, following some unheard command. You'd see them at bus stops or standing in doorways, staring at nothing. And then, after about a week, they'd collapse. Not from hunger, not from wounds, just done. Dead. The bodies stank, sure. But the worst part was the phones. Each corpse clutched their device tight, speaker grill still glistening with a slow, steady trickle of those parasites. Anyone curious enough to answer a ringing one? Well, they joined the rest. The government tried to ban speakerphone. Too late. Whatever signal was transmitting, if it was a signal, was global. The worms didn't care about country borders or public service announcements. They only cared about skin. You might think the world ended in fire or flood. It didn't. It ended in convenience. People too lazy to lift a phone to their ear. I'm one of the few left untouched. Not because I'm brave, not because I'm smart, but because I hate speakerphone. I always have. I hold my phone the way God intended, pressed to my ear, my voice low, my conversation private. Now the streets are empty, except for people like me, people who valued basic phone etiquette, the sensible ones, the right ones. I don't miss the others. They brought this on themselves. And in the quiet, with no speakerphone voices echoing through cafes, buses, and sidewalks, I finally feel at peace. It's blissful. I sometimes hear a faint hiss from my phone, but I ignore it. Because the only thing worse than speakerphone is not having anyone left to talk to.